Suitable for framing, yes. Silver embossed. We'll be back next week. Till then, take care and have fun. For those of you who may have pledged, thanks for doing it.
Not-for-profit media for social and economic justice. Online at houston.indymedia.org.
Hey, Houston, thank you, as always, for tuning into us here at the Houston Independent Media Radio Show. Tonight, as always, whether you're a first-time or a long-time listener, we have a great show. We have extended coverage of an upcoming counter-demonstration that's going to be taking place here in Houston in the next few weeks. But before we go ahead with our guest, Gabriel, I just want to thank all of you for listening and for tuning in online, as well as at 90.1 here in Houston. And also, because we are 100% listener sponsored, we need listeners to pick up the phone or log in at kpft.org and please put your money where your ears are. The membership is just $35 a year, and that also makes you a voting member. And today, one of the other things before we get things kicked off, as you guys know, I have spent a lot of time focusing on high stakes testing and the corporatization of public education. We just rounded out the latest testing of the STAR test. There were a record number of students in the Houston area who opted out, whose parents opted them out of these tests. These tests continued to be flawed. Among some of the errors are an assessment where it was found that there were questions for which there was no correct answer. Also, there was a computer test this first go around that in fact was changed to a paper pencil because students, and many of these were special needs students, had inputted assessments, and then when they had got up to go to the restroom or take any sort of a break during the testing period, they had come back and all of their answers were erased. There has recently also been an organization called the Texas Association of School Administrators. Over 40 superintendents have come out against these high stakes tests, and many states have put a moratorium on having these tests account for school accountability and also for teacher accountability. Unfortunately, the Washington Post reported yesterday, Texas is not among them. Texas continues to use these high stakes tests as a measure of teacher effectiveness and student learning. And it also must be, just in terms of historically contextualizing it, it must be explained that Texas is in fact the birthplace of this corporatization of high stakes testing and the use of these tests inappropriately as sole measures for students' growth and success. If you want to hear about things like this, if you want to continue to hear things like this, we need people to log in on kpft.org and click the donate now, or to call 713-526-5738. That's 713-JAM-KPFT. One of the other things we have given a lot of airtime to, that we continue to, because unfortunately it continues to be an issue, is the fact that we in this country and in the city of Houston have a serious problem with xenophobia and Islamophobia. Tonight, I am in the studio with Gabriel. And Gabriel, I understand that there is a demonstration coming up. If you can just go ahead, introduce yourself to the listeners of Houston and let us know what brought you here this evening.
Hello, Houston. My name is Gabriel Ismail. I am happy to be here. Happy to be on the radio station. I heard lots of great things. I'm with a group, ISGH, Interfaith Ministries, Interfaith Dialogue. We've done a lot of work within the community and connecting people with one another and helping people to understand that we are one brotherhood and that everyone needs to help one another. And that's the only way, as Americans, that we'll get to where we need to be.
And I understand that coming up on May 21st, there is a group of people who will be demonstrating for a rally that they are dubbing the Stop the Islamitization of Texas rally. How did you decide to organize a counter demonstration, and when and where will this counter demonstration be taking place?
Well, the counter demonstration is going to take place outside of Masjid Miriam. That's on the north side of town, Highway 99, outside that way. You know, there was just a need to do so. You know, on the same day, the police will be there to make sure everything is respectable and peaceful. But our goal is to go in and just show our solidarity. It won't just be us. It would be numerous groups of inner people from interfaith, various faith, just regular Americans coming to show their solidarity against what's going on.
And this is the outside the Islamic Dawa Center, and it is going to be at 201 Travis. Is that correct?
That's correct.
And that will be at noon on May 21st. Now, one of the things, just in terms of full disclosure, a lot of people sometimes say that the way that you confront these xenophobic or hate-filled rallies is that you ignore them. And we received a phone call before going on the air tonight of someone from this center stating that that is, in fact, the line that this center is, in fact, taking. And they wanted to make a very clear distinction that your counter-protest is not directly linked to this center. What is your response for people that say that the way that you confront hate is with ignoring that it is organizing outside of your walls?
Well, you know, they are entitled to their stance, and we respect them for that. Like you just stated, this is something that's separate from them, no way associated with the Dawa Center. But there's a saying, I'm pretty sure many Americans have heard it, Edmund Burke. The only thing necessary for evil to triumph is for good people to do nothing. Okay, and it goes along with what we believe as Muslims. You know, first off, is that we are one community and one humanity, in fact, and that we strengthen ourselves from one another, you know. We're dependent on one another. Everyone's connected. And so we don't believe. Just as the hate is demonstrated, we have to demonstrate the exact opposite equally. Otherwise, it'll overwhelm us if we do nothing.
And in terms of this demonstration, a lot of times, too, the other thing that comes up is people may have small children or may also be parents. Are you encouraging people who are parents to bring children to this event, or is this more of a leave your children at home just in case sort of a gathering on May 21st?
That's a personal choice. I can't say leave your children or bring your children, but our rally is something separate from theirs. It's just something to show that we are here and that we are aware of what's going on. And if you feel the environment is safe to bring your kids, definitely not there. If their rally is centered around hate, I would not tell anyone to bring their children to that particular rally. Our rally, however, is centered around peace and togetherness and brotherhood, sisterhood. And so if that's your choice to bring your kids, then by all means.
So this is a nonviolent protest, by all means.
By all means.
And we are in pledge drive. It is 713-526-5738. That's 713-JAMKPFT. This is a radio station. One of the other things that is very unique about this radio station is that we are the only member of the Pacifica network. There are five stations nationally that is located in the southern United States. And also, Gabriel, in terms of this rally, in terms of some of the promotion of this event, how many other times have you been able to be afforded the opportunity to speak for an entire 30 minutes about your organization, about organizing for this rally and those sorts of things just in the Houston area since you announced this event?
Well, this is the first time I've had the chance to speak, and I'm very grateful for this particular event. And so I'm just here to give my to give our side of what's going on, and hopes that America will be receptive.
And once again, you know, as Gabriel said, and as several of our previous guests have said, a lot of times the issues that we cover here on the Houston Independent Media Radio Show, they are either glossed over or completely ignored. And when I say glossed over, of course, it is not news, or maybe it is news for some of you, that most of the corporate news or most of the ways that we get our news through the major outlets, those are owned by one of five major corporations. Those are for-profit corporations, much in the same way that the corporations that are running many of these high-stakes testing rackets that are infused within the public education system, those also are for-profit corporations. One thing that makes us unique is that we are completely a listener-sponsored, listener-supported, listener owned, really, because once you pledge your support, you become a voting member in this station. And that is 713-526-5738. That's 713-JAMKPFT. And Bob, can we go out to Pledge Central to see if we hear?
Let's see what Hank might have to tell us about who's been calling. And maybe he'll throw 2 cents in for some gift or a musical event tonight. But at the moment, he doesn't have his ears on.
Oh, my goodness. We're hearing crickets. We are hearing crickets out in Pledge Central. That is not what? Good at all. Oh, he's here. Oh, and ducks.
Yeah. Yeah, we're out here in the sticks because nobody's calling right now. Look, people, the only way this program, the only way KPFT, the only way any of the programs on KPFT stay on the air is by you, Houstonians and greater Houston area folks, Southeast Texas folks, the best people in the world, calling in and making pledges. And without your pledges, this show will go away, my show will go away, other shows will go away, because we won't have a radio station to support and take pledges and stay on the air and keep these great programs on. Thanks. This is the only program of its kind in the city of Houston on mainstream media. We're mainstream media. It's a literal FM broadcast. We also have an online portion of it where you can listen to any program online too. We can also go back in our archives, but you can't do it if the station's not on the air, which means we need you to come in at $25 and become a voting member, at $5 if that's all you can afford, $40, $50. Look, we need you. Now, we hope you need us. We hope you need KPFT for your listening, entertainment, information, the various things that we're able to provide here. For 46 years, this has been the only left-leaning, progressive, liberal station in the greater Houston market. Right now, there's nothing even close to that in the greater Houston market. So if you're hip, if you're hippie, if you're anything, I don't know, millennial, whatever, you need to be donating to KPFT, 713-526-5738. Call with your pledge, please.
Exactly. We need the phones to ring. We need people to click the Donate Now button at kpft.org. As Hank was saying, we are the only 100% sponsored, station on the FM dial. I mean, there's been so many. There's been Air America come and gone. There was also Free Speech Radio News that continues to exist online, but also they also no longer are doing a weekly or regular broadcast. We do not want to be part of that list. We love, I know I can only speak for myself personally, this is incredibly important to me and so many other reporters that have walked through the doors of this show. This show has been on the air now at KPFT for 15 years, and it has spawned people like Jackson Ahlers, who has gone on to Al Jazeera English and several other news outlets. Also, Renee Feltz, Chickpea, who started on this radio program and went on to Democracy Now and is now writing for The Guardian.
Democracy Now was a Pacifica radio show at our affiliate in New York.
Exactly, and still is. So that's kind of what I'm talking about. This little 30 minutes on a Friday has done some amazing things over the years, and we want to continue to do amazing things.
Half hour of power.
Exactly.
But only if you call in and give, folks.
Exactly. 713-526-5738. And also, you know, as Hank was saying, you know, this is a half hour of power. This is local news, but also with a global context. We really, really dig deep into things. And also, while we are digging deep into things, Gabriel, I just want to ask you, you had mentioned, you know, the need to confront hate and confront xenophobia and racism. Of course, unfortunately, it looks like as much of the hoopla about it not being the case, it seems that more and more of the Republicans are falling in line and supporting Donald Trump as the candidate to become the next president of the United States. Do you think that the existence of someone like Donald Trump as a candidate is fueling the surge in these types of racist gatherings, or is he really just another manifestation of this serious racism issue that we have in this country?
Well, I think it's both. I think the president hit it on the head when he said that I didn't create Donald Trump. You know, Donald Trump was created from your bigotry toward me. And I think that he is the manifestation of what's been going on in this country for some time. You mentioned about the media being controlled by five, every media outlet being controlled by five companies. And that's part of the problem. The xenophobia is something that's created from ignorance. And as long as you have most of our information being controlled by a small group, then you're going to have that ignorance. As long as you have that group being fueled by ratings, not by what's going on with the American people, what we care about, you know, at the grassroots of things, you're going to have those ignorant people. You know, the fact is that most people that I've seen on social media are really oblivious to what's going on. And if something were to happen tomorrow, they wouldn't know unless they followed social media. You know, that's really, especially nowadays, the source of all of our information. And it's a sad thing. Donald Trump, he is the source. He is the manifestation. And until we change, and that takes knowledge, that takes information, that takes people getting to know each other. And that's what we're doing in the different groups that we participate with, the groups that we rally with, is to bring awareness to people. Because as long as people remain ignorant to the American structure, and we're all part of the structure, everyone's individual, everyone's different. As long as they remain ignorant, they're going to have that fear. We're going to have that xenophobia. We're going to assume something is that is not. And it's going to fuel everything that's going on in our country, and Donald Trump is the manifestation of that.
And have you, since you've been organizing, I know you said that there are other groups, are you worried or have you received any threats since you've publicly began organizing this counter demonstration?
No, I haven't. The reality is, and it's something that we're trying to get people to see, is that just like every other faith, just like every other ethnicity. You know, Houston is the, I would say, the most ethnically diverse city in the country.
Statistically, it is. That was actually in the New York Times. We surpassed New York, I think, last year.
Yeah. And, you know, I was very, very blessed, I think, last month. Lone Star College is introducing a lot of courses and classes, and they're encouraging the students. And I was blessed to be on a panel to discuss what is Islam and what does Islam mean and different topics. So people are becoming aware of something that, in fact, has been a part of America since its conception, even before. And xenophobia is something that is born of ignorance. And when people begin to realize that, hey, they've been here, they're, you know, American is the apple pie, I guess you would say, then I think we'll begin to see this type of idealism disappear.
Exactly. And we would love to see this type of xenophobia disappear, but in the interim, we need to be able to keep talking about it, keep fighting against it. And that is why we need people to call 713-526-5738. That's 713-JMKPFT. Are there still crickets out in Pledge Central?
I think there's a cricket with a big smile on his face.
A whole lot of nada, or do we have something?
Let's hear a repeat of that night sound.
Well, we don't have anything yet.
Ah.
Okay. Folks, we really do need to look, somebody call in and be the first caller. 713-526-5738. All we need is one caller to break the dam and let other people start calling in. You got to be the first one.
Exactly.
Somebody's got to.
713-526-5738. Please call.
Exactly. Please call, and we will have we will get you on the air, and hopefully get you you know, just plug you in. And you know, we are part of a long tradition of great programs here on Friday night. You have Dr. Simotas. Oh, there we go. Thank you.
Thanks for that.
There it is.
There it is. The first one. Okay, come
folks,
on.
Maybe you just enjoy this program, but you want a little something for your money. We have thank you gifts. We have concert tickets to venues all over Harris County and the general area around Greater Houston.
Thanks for that call.
Thank
There's
you.
Another call. Thank you, folks. Thank you so much.
And can you talk a little bit about some of those premiums? Maybe there's someone with their phone in their hand that's kind of on the fence.
There's a really
We have somebody, hold on just a moment here. We have somebody calling that's supposed to be interviewed on this show. Is that correct?
Yes, if you could patch them through. Can we do that?
Hold on just a second. I'll get him to call the 4000 line.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Get his number.
Okay, that is Ramon, one of our other guests for tonight's show. But we want other people to come on, please, and, you know, pledge your support. Like I said, this is something I myself have been directly involved in this program for, let me see, my daughter is 8, so it has been 8 years since I have been on the show. She was a newborn. I used to call in. I used to participate in various different ways. But beyond that, I got involved in KPFT after the Republican National Convention in 2004. I was peacefully protesting. I was one of 2,000 people that was scooped up. I spent 2 days in jail. My rights were violated. There were more numbers of us that were arrested in 2004 than there were in Chicago in 1968. I got out of prison, and I expected there to be a groundswell. I expected there to be a lot of interest in this egregious violation of constitutional rights and liberties. And this was the only radio station that was interested in my story and the stories of the other 7 people from the Houston area I was arrested with. From that point on, I was hooked. That was in 2004, and 12 years later, I am here. I am here every Friday night, and for me, it's very important. This is an amazing resource. This is also an amazing resource where the janitor strike in 2000 and Six got the most extensive coverage, both in English and in Spanish. This is also the radio station where we have given the most extensive coverage to tar sands and the resistance against the tar sands pipeline. And also more recently, just a few weeks back, the indigenous communities that are organizing against corporate and coal mining in their lands here in Texas. Do we have Ramon on the phone? Ramon, are you with us?
Yes.
Okay, wonderful. And I know we've been in the studio here with Gabriel. Can you talk a little bit about what the protest on May 21st means to you? And also just to let you know, we did have someone from the Dawa Center wanting to be very clear that your counter-protest is not in any way directly linked to the center or its work.
Yes. So go ahead and go now.
I'm sorry?
Do you want me to go ahead and explain now?
Yes, please.
Okay. It's important for me because I'm a human being. I truly believe in collective liberation, that nobody's free until everybody's free. So as long as racism persists in our society, be it internalized, interpersonal, and institutionalized or structural, I and people who look like me and don't look like me will be there to actively address and oppose any act of racial bigotry in our society. And I understand that the Dawa Center feels it necessary in order to protect their interests and their community, that they want to, not be involved. And we respect that decision. This counter-demonstration is not part of the Islamic Dawa Center. But it's one thing that's important to know is that it is easy to dismiss this anti-Muslim demonstration as an outlier position in the U.S., but the reality is extremely far more sinister. Whether it be Donald Trump or the upcoming administration by this group of intolerant racists, this only highlights the historical pattern of accepted racism and marginalization of minority, ethnic, racial, and religious groups in the United States. When elected officials, both state and federal, use their political platform to propagate fear and hate, this panders to the specific racist constituents, and it allows them to fester and actually to grow and allow to do this nonsense. And this is irresponsible of our elected officials. Texas and the United States is a diverse and vibrant population, and as long as people like me, people like Gabriel, people like Sabina and Barrera and Serge, and all the other organizations that are a part of this counter-demonstration, racism will not be allowed in Houston, and it will not be allowed anywhere that we are located.
And that's wonderful. And we do have about... Exactly. And we do have about 2 minutes left. Ramon, if you could please once again share the details for the counter demonstration with the address, the day, the time. And also with these 2 minutes, I'm going to go ahead and turn it over to you. Is there anything else that you want to be sure to put out on the airwaves this evening with the time we have left?
Yes. This counter hate rally in Houston is on May 21st at 12 p.m. It'll be located at 201 Travis Street, Houston, Texas. People need to come out because, you want to meet fellow Muslims of all races, ethnicities, genders, come and meet the wonderful members of SURGE, which is showing up for racial justice. The Houston chapter will be in attendance. Come in, listen to talented spoken word poets and speakers, as well as comedian Jeremy McLean is going to be in attendance. Most of all, come out and meet fellow community members who strive for a Houston that is both welcoming and tolerant of its diverse population. Do not be scared. Do not be troubled. We are here to stand in solidarity with Muslim community. And thank you to Gabriel. Thank you to Barrera and to Sabina for their leadership in our community.
And I know that you right now, Ramon, are calling us from Dallas. How many folks do you think are going to be coming from Dallas, caravanning with you to Houston for the demonstration?
We have two thank yous.
I'll be bringing my family, and hopefully we'll be bringing a couple dozen people to come from Dallas. You know, we've had to deal with these racist protesters here in Dallas at three different mosques. And wherever we see hate within our vicinity, within the state of Texas, we'll be there. And so the Houston people, Dallas is coming.
Okay, wonderful. And real quick, we only have about 30 seconds. Who do we need to thank out there in Pledge
Rosie
Central?
Rosie Ashraf, thank you for your pledge.
Thank you.
And we have an anonymous pledge.
We love Anonymous. Thank you so much, Anonymous. And thank you, Houston listeners. Thank you, Gabriel, for being in the studio. Thank you, Bob, for being our board op for the revolution. And I
think tuned for Voices at Work.
Exactly.
And it's probably the only labor show in the country where, you know, you can discuss what each of us do and how can we can benefit.
Exactly. Yeah. Voices at Work, followed by The Prison Show. And Hank, thank you for, bringing your personality and your words of wisdom and your wit out there in Pledge Central. I'm Rachel. And your wit out there in Pledge Central. I'm Rachel.